Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, why don't you give us an update on the digital marketing campaign?
Absolutely. The Oklahoma Beef Council is in the midst of a 10-month digital marketing campaign to reach Oklahoma consumers with messages of beef's taste, its versatility, nutrition, and sustainability. At the midway point, we are thrilled that our videos have been viewed almost 2 million times by Oklahoma consumers. Unlike television through YouTube advertising, we are able to very specifically target consumers, such as moms of toddlers and infants, with our Early Years campaign. The best part, we only pay if they watch at least 30 seconds of the spot. Currently, our cost per view is running about 2 cents a consumer, and our best performing video ads featured a national holiday beef roast ad and a video produced by the Oklahoma Beef Council that works to bust the myths of beef sustainability.
Thanks, Heather. Remember, you can learn more about what's going on with your beef checkoff by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
All in all, the livestock complex performed very well last week with futures up nicely from the previous week. Friday's strength was even in the face of the cattle on feed report. It seems as if traders really did not care much about it, as an accurate comparison could not be made to the previous year due to the impact of the COVID-19. Two things were going to take place once the numbers were released. One is to compare the actual with the estimate, which is always done and has an impact on traders. The average trade estimate on feed was at 103.7%, actual released at 104.7%, and will be viewed by the trade as bearish. Meanwhile, hogs put in a banner week last week with strong price gains in all contracts, with July, August, and October closing at new contract highs. This is a testament to traders willing to buy the break as the long-term outlook is favorable. Even though cash did not perform sufficiently to support the rally in futures, strong cutouts were more of the driving force. Packers are not aggressively bidding for hogs due to the addition of supply coming in from Canada. On the grains, the July Kansas City wheat trading about 14 cents lower early today. Its lowest prices in over a month, with more rain expected this week in the southwestern and southern U.S. plains. Last week's hard winter wheat tour from the Wheat Quality Council gave hard red winter wheat crops a good report, estimating an average yield of 58.1 bushels per acre in and around Kansas. July corn's trading about 11.25 cents lower early today after scattered showers fell over the western and northern corn belt over the weekend. The latest 7-day forecast shows a broad coverage of moderate to heavy rains expected over the central U.S. plains and eastern corn belt starting Wednesday. If the coverage confirms, it will be a timely boost for crops just recently put in the ground. And July soybeans trading about 11.75 cents lower early today, continuing to fall back from its May 12th high of 16.67 and a half. And we'll check futures in a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
June live cattle down 107 Friday, 117.67. August down 105, 120.92. August feeder cattle up 262, 153.70. September up 235, 154.90. June hogs up 197, 114.22. Kansas City wheat July down a penny at 624. September down 1.5 at 631. Chicago wheat July down a penny, 674.25. September down 3/4 at 677. July corn's down 5 cents, 659.5. September down 5 3/4 at 573.25. July soybeans down 7 cents, 15.26 1/4. August is down 8 cents at 14.72 1/4 penny. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.